首先我哋为捷德圣尤达堂嘅教友代祷啦，今日佢哋嘅堂区主保。在福音里面，耶稣拣选这十二个宗徒，今天的主教们就是宗徒继承人。主教就是有圆满的司祭品的，司铎是他的助理的，所以一个教区一定有个主教，是他所有司铎呢是跟他一起服务教会，真正的本堂呢是主教本身的。当然主教座堂是他，即是理论上是他做本堂，但实际上每一个堂区呢是他，我是代理人来的 agent 来的，正式是他是大老板。因为他们有分享到耶稣的原本的宗徒的职务，我哋咧即系行咪側邊嗰啲七十幾個啊，啲跟住啲中途出入嘅。但係乜問題咧？我哋睇到耶穌揀選啲人嘅時候，有咩心情咧？佢知道一個就出賣佢嘅，有一個咧就三次都背叛佢嘅，唔認識佢嘅，話我唔識你嘅，佢都揀喎。咁可想而知，天主嗰個愛幾大咧？佢唔係揀啲最有、最靚嗰啲、最好嗰啲喎。記得喺麥主哥爺，啲小朋友就都問聖母：點解你揀我啊？咁即係佢知佢唔係最 top 嗰啲啦。聖母就話：我唔係揀啲最好嘅，咁我都安心啲啊。即係神父被揀選都唔係最好嗰啲啊，最好啲未輪到我哋。我哋所以其实有一道地方好咧，就系唔系你最好，所以做到嘢嘅时候咧，唔系你嘅功劳，系耶稣工作。我哋做过一个少少嘅渠道啦，少少工具。其实我哋大家都系嘅。今日阿弗所人说到好清晰嘅，你哋已不再是外方人或旅客。是圣徒的同胞啊，你要教会啊，即系同主教们啊，是一个家人啊，系天主的家人啊，建筑喺宗徒同埋先知嘅基础上，耶稣基督系喺呢个建筑物嘅角石。角石嘅意思即系话一个建筑物咧，咪啲梁嘅。中間嗰道嗰個石咧，頂住兩邊四邊嘅梁咧，就食到力噶嘛。耶穌基督就係嗰個角石，我哋一條杉啫。你十八一萬條杉都係假嘅。如果你冇個角石頂住咧，起唔到樓嘅。耶穌啊，呢個保錄話：我就係呢個角石，所以我哋仍然個。歸個根個點咧，都係要歸於耶穌基督嘅。所以你無論係咩嘢工作、咩身份，你冇咗基督嘅話咧，你就係離開咗呢個教會。當然領洗寶你有個名喺度，係咪等於你一定永遠得救咧？都要特斯。他十二宗徒之一，是不是永远都完成不到他的使命呢？未必的嘛。所以我们如果不醒觉的话，所以耶稣经常都说你要恒心，很重要。有多时候我们会不觉意觉得自己都挺好的，都这么多年了，稳阵了，无所谓了，鬆弛少少，死了，開始崩潰。如果你唔每一日都重新開始嘅話咧，好論盡。所以我成日都提德蘭修女嗰句名言咧，對我啲神父講嘅：你哋要識念啦，唔好退離失。 係好似你嘅第一台彌撒，係最後一台彌撒，唯一一台彌撒咧，係好唔同嘅。但你做嘢即係來日方長，慢慢嚟都未遲啊！明天會更好啊！咁我哋唔覺意咧，就鬆弛，即係諗翻返我第一台彌撒，我好高興嘅，有兩位老神父喺我隔離，兩位都係以前嘅本堂神父啊！啊，咁佢嗰陣時仲未過世啊，都幾老下噶啦。咁佢都俾面，一個左一個右，咁啊加埋兩個。就是同學咧，咁樣五個人一起共濟，其實係好認真嘅，認真意思又唔知道點做噶嘛，咁啊又都知點做咧，就係瀨氣啲嘅，求其嘅會，樣都第一次做咧，硬係畫個十字都正好多，呢個都冇辦法啦，人性你唔可以叫我好似第一日咁學嚟實咁樣，又唔得嘅。你要第一日見你哋咁又唔得嘅，不如盡量做好啲。咁呢個係大家都互相共勉咯。The Ephesians, very beautiful. We are the children of God. We are the people of God. We have different characters, different missions, but only the cornerstone is the Lord. So with the Christ.We cannot say we belong to this church. Our name is enrolled in a church, but are we sure at the end we still belong to the church? Judas is a good example. I think it's very important is to keep this strength. The best way is start every day. It's a new day. Jesus warning us, don't worry too much about tomorrow. Today the cross is enough for you. Enough. We take up too many things of the tomorrow and yesterday. It's more than a cross. It shouldn't be. But many times we suffer because things of the past.Think of the future, think of the other people, and not ourselves. That's a problem. We carry all the useless costs. That's Jesus that's among us. Just to simplify our life. One thing, one time, just with love, doing the will of God. That's the secret to be a peaceful person.